Hello.
Hello, Mr. President.
How are you, my friend?
I'm fine, sir. Up in Boston here today doing a little work with the letter carriers.
Wonderful. This is not important, but I thought it was kind of significant and you would want to know it, and I called you confidentially for that purpose. When you were here, I told you about a rather important friend of ours.
Yes.
Who was contemplating a trip. I've been notified that he will not make that trip, at least that side trip to Hanoi.
Yeah.
The reason being that he did not get permission.
I see.
So I think it's our people think it's significant that they're not interested in doing much. They're waiting to see what happens to our convention and our people. And I think up to this time, we've got one more week to go, and I don't think they're paying much attention to Gene, some, but I think that they're trying to see if they can get a better deal out of Nixon or you, and it's evident they can't, but they wouldn't let him come.
Yeah. Did you perchance have a chance to hear me on the Face the Nation?
I got the latter part of it. I didn't get the other. You sure did look good on it.
I thought we firmed up the on the Vietnam position.
I think that's awfully important, and I thought that what you said, I don't think anybody can ever touch you if you'll make it clear just one thing. What they're asking you to do is to stop the bombing of men and supplies who are going southward.
That's right.
Aggressively over the DMZ.
Yep.
To kill my boys, your boys.
That's right.
Our boys. Now, we'll be anxious to stop it. We stopped it 8 times. We stopped it for 37 days. We stopped it on Buddha's birthday. And when we stopped it, what have they done? They just bring more men in, hit more cities. Now, we'd be glad to stop it again if they just tell us that they won't kill extra men because we do stop it. We don't want that to be their gratitude. We don't want them to show their gratitude by our stopping it, by killing Chuck Robbs and a bunch more. Now, American people understand that, and they won't ever get mad at us if we get to them. We're not getting to. I'm not. Russ not. Clifford not. Clifford touched it just a little bit the other day because we don't want to get in this campaign, get the war in it. But that is it. And Russ sent me an analysis today. You ought to get when you get back to Washington, Roscoe, to give you an analysis of those 7 points of McCarthy's.
Yeah.
What is new in them is that he just proposes, in effect, to turn over Southeast Asia to the commies.
That's right.
That's the net of it.
I took him on pretty hard today. I said I thought it was rather irresponsible, and I didn't think we couldn't go for an imposed coalition government. We ought not to define military tactics in a democratic
country. You can't do that. But if you just say this, what you did and what I think Clifford did, that you are willing and anxious and eager to stop the bombing, that we have stopped it 8 times, that the last time we stopped it officially was on Buddha's birthday. We stopped it. Mm-hmm. Unilaterally. They didn't have to do anything. We stopped it. Now, what did they do? They hit our cities and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
Since then, they brought 120,000 men in. Now they ask us to stop it again. We're willing to stop it the 9th time.
Yes, sir.
We stopped it once for 37 days, and it just built up. But we'll stop it for the 9th time, provided they not use that stopping to kill a lot more Americans. Now, what you're asking them to do, they're asking me to stop the bombing men and materials that are coming in, hand grenades and bombs and other things. Stop bombing those so they can get through to hit our men. Now, we'll be willing to stop them if they won't bring them through to hit our men. Now, do you want us to let them come through to hit our men, or do you want us to stop all we can? That's the question.
That's the net of it, yep.
And then it moves up to them. We're willing to stop the bombing. Now, they ought to address them and say, we'll stop it, but do you insist on getting through and using these grenades to kill our men? You see?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye now.